Hi kids, welcome to Hello Dysfunction.
Episode 942.
266.
Is that it?
266?
Yeah.
Huh. It's not 256. Okay. Look at us. Mm-mm. Go us.
We're closer to fucking 300.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's great.
We always say that, but damn, it just feels very crazy.
Yeah. It's weird to say it out loud.
Like this life.
Yeah. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
I think I have a shoulder injury. And I cannot keep denying my way through.
Hey, because when we were lifting weights, you kept having issues.
Yes. And when I sleep, and right now, it's so bad now that when I reach to turn my lamp off, when I reach to get this water right now, I'm in pain. And when I do my lamp sometimes, it'll almost make me cry. It hurts so bad.
You gotta go to the doctor.
Something's wrong.
What if it's your rotator cuff?
It probably is. It hurts so fucking bad.
Do you remember injuring it, or it just came out of nowhere?
It just kind of came out of nowhere, and I thought I slept wrong. There wasn't like an incident, but you know that like this hurts.
Really?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, I gotta probably get that checked.
They're really gonna accuse you of drug seeking.
Oh, I know.
Motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm not even asking for no pain pills. Just figure out. Fix it. Yeah.
X-ray the motherfucker.
I don't. It hurts.
I know. I still got to go for an MRI.
For your sinuses or? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do it.
Get it done.
Yeah, I keep having vertigo hella bad, but I've been trying not to complain because I always complain about my sinuses.
Yeah.
People are probably so sick of it.
Yeah, we need a t-shirt that says it's my sinuses.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. For real. But yeah, vertigo's been fucking with me hella bad. I'm over it.
We went on a movie date today.
You did?
Just us girls. It was me, Peas.
Not me. I'm not a girl.
Naya, Stevie, and Bunny. And we went to go see Inside Out 2. And so I brought it up last night. And I was like, do you want to go to the movies tomorrow? To Peas, just randomly. Oh, my God. Yes. And so she's so excited. She's talking about it all while we're going to sleep. We wake up. I reminded her we're going. All excited. Rushed to take a bath. Everything. Got ready. And we go. She's talking about all the things she wants. She wants strawberry. Pink ice cream. Soon as we get there. Pink ice cream. Orders the fucking pink ice cream. No. I don't want to eat that. No. What? Excuse me? So I made the girls like go return it and get one they will like, a flavor of their choosing, and fucking.
She wouldn't even try it? Yeah, she's really set in her ways.
She like plays a lot of fucking games.
Pretender.
Yep. The movie was really cute. I was enjoying it until about midway through, she starts getting out her chair. And I'm like,
here we go.
This is what I asked for, bringing her to sit through like an hour and a half movie. That like, what did I expect? So I was letting her go down to the next row to where the girls were sitting, like behind this little wall. And I'm just like, oh my God, please.
Was there hella people in the theater?
No, but it's such a small theater that we went to. And there's only like maybe four rows.
And then there's the tiny one.
Yeah. And there's like a little wall. And so the girls were on the other side of that so they could sit together. And then me and her were behind that wall, but she kept escaping and then would not sit down. And then it was just becoming a nightmare. And then by the time it was time to leave, we're like having to drag her out of there. So
yes, Stevie said she started her, I hate you.
Yes. She started her shit. And I'm just like, girl, get in this fucking car. You'll never go again. But it was nice.
Yeah. Was the movie cute?
The movie was cute. I got that kettle corn ice cream.
Did you?
Kettle corn ice cream again. It has big ass pieces of kettle corn in it.
It's so soggy. Good.
Yes. It was delicious though. They didn't have.
The flavor is good. The ice cream. It is good.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do the soggy popcorn pieces.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Your favorite loved part.
It. Yeah, I like wanted to put extra in there. It was so good.
What did I get last time? The banana
cream. Yeah, banana crunch.
That was really, it's gelato.
That's what Stevie ended up getting.
Yeah, one's really good.
Yeah, I'll probably get that next time.
No,
or
I
if
want
they have
it.
Ube again. They had a melon one that looked hella good, but I saw it after I already ordered, so.
I love gelato.
Yeah, it's really custard. Good.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream. It's so good.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I can't. It's very rare that I can sit through a fucking movie.
Yeah, you and peas.
For sure. Speaking of being able to sit through things, I got to see. So I had my last part of the ADHD
assessment.
So she calls and.
Was it in person?
No, it was on the phone with the woman I did the phone portion with, the 2-hour phone portion that I said was really nice.
Yeah.
Their pronouns are they.
Okay.
So I'm a non-binary, so let me correct that. So they called me and they were like, how did you feel about the assessment? And I was like, I never want to do it again.
Yeah.
It was emotionally taxing. And, you know, we talked about how it went. And then they were like, well, I want you to know that he spoke very highly of you.
Good.
And there's a whole bunch of notes. He made sure that they were very detailed so that when you have your psychiatry appointment regarding medication, there's no questions about anything. Good. And I went and looked at the notes and, oh my God, can I just read one part?
Please, yes.
I was like, oh my God, Crystal. He noticed, bitch. Of course he noticed.
Did you notice your thumbs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Oh. It's not noted in there, but he did.
Okay.
I'm like, let me read you. It's fucking, oh my God. But anyways, they were like, did he discuss diagnosis? And I said, well, he just said severe attention deficit. And she goes, well, I would love to welcome you to the club. You are a combined. So not only do you have a severe attention deficit, you also have severe hyperactivity. And I'm like, oh, big shocker. Because I'll fucking sing for you right now. I'm holding it in.
That's
fuck.
I was roller skating before I came here. That's not the shocker I was looking for. She didn't mention OCD. That's the combination I was waiting for. Not yet,
but it does mention CPTSD, though.
Yeah.
But no, I'm sure that that will be touched on when I go to my psychiatry appointment.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me pull up these fucking notes. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're very, very detailed. And then I was looking at my scores on the tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, I already knew this because when I was doing the testing and it was flashing audio and visual ones and twos,
I couldn't. At the same time, right?
Yep, at the same time. I could not focus on both. Mm-hmm. So I just was like, fuck the visual, went toward the audio. And on all my testing, on every different test, my audio scores are much better than my visual.
Yeah.
Stupid
bitch. I said that's scary for someone who drives a car. So might want to think about that part of it.
But I think because I'm doing 900 things at once
but and you like have a hypervigilant, podcast going and you're
really good at fucking looking 7 miles ahead and 7 miles fucking behind me.
Let us hope.
No, for real. Okay, let me pull it up. Sorry, my stupid KP app be taking a minute. It's going. Oh, my God. Come on. Okay. So, so it says, in-office test results were clearly indicative of clinical range ADHD symptoms. So, some analysis or of effort in the response pattern indicated potential issues, but my observation was of good effort and the overall pattern of scores and effort analysis indicates a valid test. Hold on. Here we go. As we discussed this more, my impression was that Crystal's untreated ADHD, notably her impulsive fidgeting, fingers, humorous or self-deprecating comments, singing to herself.
You were in there being you. Being your usual self.
Squirming a bit when impatient, notably when I was flipping the pages. That's when I was like, can you do this faster? Mm-hmm. Because I had mentioned, you know.
The singing is a bit unexpected.
Because when I was doing the quiet test by myself, I was like, I guess I was singing to myself.
I guess. What the fuck?
But I had mentioned how you guys say, you know, I act like a tweaker without fucking tweak. And he put that in quotes in here. It says a tweaker without tweak, without the
no,
tweak.
No, he didn't. Oh, my God.
You see it?
Yes. I'm squirming. Right here. Look. Yes.
So it says providers have raised concerns in the past. Even friends have observed.
Friends are stressed out.
She's
friends and family are have had
exhausted.
Enough.
Exhausted.
We're tired.
I'm here for my friends and family. I'm here for my family, basically.
Basically is what you should have told them.
I mean,
that's what I told them when I went. I was like, it's selfish for me to expect people to deal with me unmedicated. And
that's
it's
what
destroying
I said.
Destroying my relationships.
Oh, I said it causes problems in my marriage.
Yeah.
I said, I think our business would function better if I could fucking pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, a whole bunch of reasons. But yeah. So it definitely showed. I mean, it's very detailed.
It's very extensive. I see.
Very.
But that's good. That's what you want. You
for
know?
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So that went well. That phone conversation went well. And this morning I woke up and Mark called me and one of his really good friends, Lloyd. It was very weird. I was mentioning to you the day before yesterday, Mark and I were driving. There was a car pulled over on the side of the road. And I had said, that's so fucking dangerous to have your car break down on the highway, the mm-hmm. freeway, because people are killed like that.
Yeah.
And then Mark calls me this morning and is like, Lloyd died. And I was like, what? And
God,
he had car troubles. He pulled off the off ramp. So he was on the off ramp mm-hmm. to the side. A motherfucking drunk driver slammed into him, hit and run. Lloyd died on impact.
How could you fucking hit somebody like that? To where you kill them and fucking leave.
And
like, what kind of person are you? Drunk or not, I get like a panic, whatever. But like, I couldn't just leave them.
No,
I wouldn't.
Thankfully, he was caught.
Yeah, good.
Drunk. A fucking drunk. But these are the things that make me question the existence of God. Mm-hmm. Lloyd's a really good dude. He loves his fucking daughter a lot. His daughter's in between Stevie and Bunny and Naya's age. He just minds his fucking business, you know? Good fucking dude.
I truly believe the good people are taken first. Because there's
why
pieces
am
of
I
shit.
Here?
There's pieces of shit that will be lived to
forever.
Be 95. Like, and I think I have a theory in my head now that like the really good, deserving, kind-hearted people, like they get to get up out of here.
Because how do you slam into somebody? Because your negligence, because you're fucking drunk. You made a horrible decision. He dies instantly.
Thank God.
But you're so okay that you could drive off. That's wild to
me. I can't fathom that. But it brings up a good conversation to be had with the kids and like with Stinkers and who, you know, our kids that drive, that if you have to pull down on the highway, like get out the car. Like don't sit in the car. Don't wait. You know what I mean? Like go to the side or something. I have an uncle that died that way. He was changing a tire, you know, at night on the side of the road, on the side of the freeway, and somebody hit him and killed him. And my cousins were hella young at the time and they grew up without a dad. Like
it's fucked horrible.
Up. Yeah. So it's so scary. And it's every just because knowing that happens a lot, like when I'm driving and I see people changing their tire, their legs stretched out into the freeway almost. And I'm like, this is not a good idea. Like,
no,
I get it. You know, you got to like handle it, but have somebody pull up and like put their flashers on and be a barrier or something. I don't know. It's scary.
It's so fucked up. It's hella scary. It's so fucked up. I feel so fucking it's hella sad, dude. So that was really fucked up.
It is fucked up.
It was.
something else that's really fucked up that I'm super concerned about now after today. I got a call. Well, I was talking to my ex-husband the other day, and we found out that like one of the older like OGs where we're from passed away from cancer.
Oh, come on.
I believe it was colon cancer. We just lost another one not even a year ago. Same thing. So there's been like 4 or 5
that people. Motherfucking refinery.
That's what I said. First thing I said, 4 or 5 of them have popped up with this from our neighborhood.
And they're not hella old.
No, no. And so I was talking about it with him on the phone, and then I get on social media, and like one of the first posts I see was about processed meat, like bacon, lunch meat, hot dogs, links, all that shit.
It's really bad.
Causes cancer. It increases. It's listed as a carcinogen, first of all, but it causes colon cancer specifically. It increases your chances significantly. From processed meats. So I saw that and I was like, fuck. And so, you know, how many of us eat that? Barbecues, whatever. Like, that's a staple in most people's diet. I fucking reposted it and I was like,
American diets.
Yeah, I said this, there's been a lot of cases lately of people we know that aren't, you know, young people. They're not old people. Yeah. And so I post that, and then my other ex hits me replying to that and tells me about someone else that's a really good friend of ours that I didn't know about that has it and is,
oh my God,
starting radiation soon. And he's younger than me.
Shut up.
And I'm just like, this can't be a coincidence. Like, why are all these young black men popping up with this around here? Like,
from the same area.
Kind of, yeah. All but this one I found out about today. He's a little in a different area, but still the Bay Area.
Well, yeah, the ones that are from where you're from, that's pretty fucking scary. That's it's not like there's millions of people in that area.
I know. And it's, they were having talks about Chevron leaving Richmond, right? But
they're moving their headquarters.
They're moving the headquarters, not the refinery. But at first we thought they were saying they were moving the refinery. So I was on Twitter that day, and this guy I know, he was like, oh, good. So the next generation of dudes from North Richmond won't be part Ninja Turtle. And I was like crying laughing because they are. And I immediately like tell my ex-husband, like, y'all all is the same height. Like, no, y'all.
It's so fucking true.
It's kind of bizarre, but it's like some Simpsons shit. It's like we grow up by the refinery and we're all a little off.
And you know what else? Do you ever notice the refineries? They're not in affluent areas.
No, they're not.
There's one right here.
Yeah.
There's a refinery in my backyard.
Yes.
By the other project.
It's very intentional where they're.
It's always by fucking
low income housing.
Yes.
Public housing, low income housing.
I believe it's
urban areas, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Even the Shell one that's in Martinez, that's not in
a nice area.
No,
it's not.
It's on the poor
side. It's very intentional. Exactly. So that's who, and you know, growing up, like everybody would get them checks. They would get refinery settlements every few years. So when people turned 18, they got to buy cars and shit because everybody had a scraper because they had this money waiting for them, growing interest since they were kids. My family, fucking assholes, filed for it because they said if you get that check and you get cancer or something later, you can't sue them later. Right. You're basically getting paid your right to sue them in
the
future.
This is your cancer money now.
Now. So if you really need it, you know, that little $10,000 payout ain't going to be shit if you need it as an adult. You know, that scraper will be long gone. So they were kind of doing the right thing, but I still wish I had that money so I could get my scraper. And
no, for real, a friend that you know of mine, mother was fucking queen scammer. Dude, they didn't even live in Richmond.
And they were still
getting
them.
They all got checks.
Yeah.
The whole family.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I had Shady. I mean, I'm sure my dad got checks for me anyway and didn't let me see none of it. Yeah, I'm sure he got them. But as long as somebody did, because I didn't get none.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish. Can you imagine my grandparents? Yeah, right. They're not doing it.
Yeah, of course not.
Donna was a little with the shit, but not fucking.
But like Safeway Fire. I know a lot of people that got settlement checks from the Safeway Fire back in the day. And yeah, it sucks because I didn't get none of that money.
I Same.
But anyway, avoid processed meats, please. Like, just don't take the chance.
That's why I only eat my olive loaf once in a while.
Once a year or something.
It really is like once a year, just because I know how bad lunch meat's so fucking bad for you.
It is.
You know, this woman, I watched a reel where she, there's a reel, you can find it, where she makes her lunch meat at home, basically
cures it and
blends up chicken, puts it in like this canister that's made for making lunch meat.
That's disgusting.
With the weight on top.
To form it.
And when it forms, she just slices it. And it's literally just chicken breast.
That sounds really gross.
Yeah, but you know, it's a healthy.
I wonder if tofurkey is bad, because that's what I buy. Peppered tofurkey.
What is it, tofu?
Yeah, but it's sliced turkey lunch meat. Or sometimes I get the smoked flavor, which kind of is supposed to be like ham. But it's tofu lunch meat. And that's what I make my sandwiches with. And it's hella good. And it has a good amount of protein.
But it's not meat, right?
No.
Mm-mm. It's tofu.
I think it's made from soybean. Yeah.
I think you're fine.
I'll just keep on
eating.
Living like that.
Tofu.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I'll just eat my once a year treat.
But it's so sad hearing about fucking people our age dying just all the time now, or popping up with these fucking serious illnesses and shit. It's scary. It's really scary. So just like, take care of your health. Eat good when you can. Eat the best you can. I know it's hard sometimes, depending on your income.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference too. Everybody can't eat super healthy, but do the best you can.
It's crazy you bring that up, because when I was looking at Instagram earlier, a reel popped up from a girl we went to school with, not me and you, but me and Will and shit.
Oh,
She had breast cancer. She had to have a mastectomy. She's younger than me.
God, it's scary.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if our house friend is back here, but the house has shifted. So lately, when you open the fucking kitchen door, if the deadbolt ain't on the garage door, it automatically
opens.
Uh-huh. So it's loose. You know how the house shifts and shit. So when I was sitting in the garage, the door opens and I thought, oh, someone came in the kitchen door. It's doing the thing it does.
Yeah.
Nope. Nobody came in. I'm sitting there. It quietly shuts. Not slams. It quietly shuts this all today? The way. This is a week ago.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's been hot. Hmm.
Quiet. Very like this.
You I said didn't even to stop.
Say nothing.
Yeah, because you already said to stop. We shouldn't even be talking about it in this house.
I know, that's why I didn't talk about it the last two episodes we recorded. I was like,
don't get it fired up again.
I needed to just please mind your
business. Yeah, because you don't want that anymore.
Mm-mm.
It was getting to be too much.
You know what else I read about? I read an article and I saw some videos regarding it. Apparently, one of the things that pervs are doing lately, they've probably been doing it, but it's putting tiny cameras and mirrors on toilet seats.
Really?
At the bottom of toilets and under the seat. And they're so small, you wouldn't notice them unless you're looking for them.
Yeah, because how often do you really inspect? You don't.
A public toilet
seat? You just
seat?
Put a gasket on it
over
and hurry and fucking, yeah.
Yeah. So, full close-ups of fucking starfish.
That's
bitch.
Really gross.
It's hella gross. It's very violating.
It makes me think about Louisiana and shit being able to physically castrate sex offenders, rapists, child rapists.
Yep.
Make it a nationwide thing.
So, I don't know. You probably remember. Growing up, when we were in high school, there was a tanning place right next to Red Onion in Pinole.
Yep.
For life of me, I can't remember the fucking name. But.
That wasn't Bronze Buns?
No, Bronze Buns was over by Embers.
Okay, yeah.
So, it was there for years. Like, it's where we went during high school, a little after high school, mm-hmm. and then it shut down. Do you remember why it closed?
No, but I have a story that you just made me remember.
Do you remember the owner? Mm-mm. He had long hair. He was kind of hippie-ish. He was like late 40s, early 50s. Mm-mm. So fucking nice. So pleasant. Like, always really chatty and happy.
I never went there.
Oh, bitch. He got shut down and fucking went to jail.
For what?
For pricing my pussy all over the fucking place. He had cameras in there. Hidden fucking cameras.
Are you serious?
And was caught recording fucking patrons.
Oh my God.
Yep. And if, don't quote me, but I believe he had a molestation charge as well.
That's really gross.
I went there. That's where I tanned for like 5 fucking years.
Oh, he got as all a child. Shots of you.
All shots.
That reminds me of my mom. She used to drag me with her to go tan, and I would sit in the waiting room while she tanned all the time. And she, at one point, she was going over at the end of Apian, like where that Domino's is, up that steep ass hill right there.
Yep.
Like going towards De Anza.
Yep.
Up there. There was one in there, and I, if I'm not mistaken, there was, she found a hole drilled in the wall, like to yeah. where people could peep. And so she put a sticker over it. But she found that, and I think it like freaked her out. I'm pretty sure
they were probably watching.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think about that when I get naked in those rooms, and I'm just like, whatever.
Well, I'm not like, knowing,
give me
I went
discount.
There as a child, like, and yeah. and he videotaped children because hella high school students went there for proms and shit
really?
To tan.
Oh,
now I'm like, exactly. Give me, let tan
me have
for
a
free.
Fucking discount, and I'll leave the door open. Like,
I don't
what
give
do you
a
mean?
Fuck.
Yeah, so what?
So fucking what? But young girls, like, goddamn, dude. And it probably was that whole your mom. Her suspicions were probably 100% on the
That's
mark.
That's fucking sick. That's really gross.
Yeah, so inspect fucking public toilets, yeah. I guess, when you're...
And, like, dressing rooms and just places, anywhere where you're unclothed, like, if you're worried about that, peek around. Or if you have your... You send your kids in there. Fuck.
That's fucked up.
I have a gross story I'd like to share, and then I will lead up to some great news, but... I text Crystal the other day, like 2 days ago. And I was like, I was just staring at the corner of my room and I was like, Crystal, what the fuck is this? I knew what it was. I watch enough Hoarders and shit to know. I knew right off the bat what it was, but I was like, I need to be told because I'm about to lose it.
You're like, I can't believe it.
I was sitting there and she doesn't text back. She calls me and she's like,
I was trying to be calming and give you a different
you're not,
option
but you're
I'm,
not gonna like it. She was like, there's two options but you're not gonna like either one. And I was just like, I'll set this apartment on fire right now with everything in it.
I'm like, it could be dead larvae, but I don't think it is.
There was mouse poop in my windowsill, and my window is by my bed. My bed is pushed up to the window.
Yes.
It's by my head. It's where me and P sleep. It's where our heads lay. And
you know you could rob her with a rodent.
You could. So, like, I have 2 Mexican blankets that cover, you know, to keep it dark in there, that cover my window. But every day I pin them up so that I can open my blinds and let yeah. some sunlight in. That was how I knew it wasn't there the day before, because right. I immediately saw it. And then I look, pin up the other side as I do. And wouldn't you know it, that little bitch left a little puddle of piss. There was
you probably piss. Turned in your sleep and got scared.
There was the tiniest puddle of yellow piss, and there was little dookies on this side, too. And then in the corner, the opposite corner, closest to my head, like 9.
What?
Maybe 7.
Are you exaggerating?
I swear to God, I took photos. I took photos. And I was like, how did you get up here? There is, like, the weather stripping is fucked up around my window. So I could see, but, like, how are you getting up there? What kind of skills do you have to maneuver?
I was telling you so it's mice poop. It's not rat poop because they're really tiny. And mice are very small and malleable. Like, they can fit through fucking the tiniest fucking cracks and shit.
But don't you have to, like, can you climb, you can scale walls? Is that what you can do? Because what, there's no ledge. How did you get up there? How the fuck did you get up there?
I'm either not going to tell you.
My bed. You were going to say my bed. So I get my flashlight out. I get behind my bed. I'm under the bed. Mind you, I had just, you know, cleaned out from under my bed recently. You were just
tweaking recently.
I was recently shampooing like a mad woman. I would have saw it. There's nothing on the floor. Yeah. There's nothing in the corners. I'm looking every little
you've lived
sneaky.
There hella years, over a decade. You've never had mice.
But I'm also, after I saw it, I'm checking now. Like, is there any below the window now? Like, in the, where the carpet meets the wall or anything like that. I'm all up in there with the flashlight. I don't find anything. I'm looking under the dressers. I'm looking, but there's like two possibilities I'm thinking of that are the only, I don't know. Bunny allegedly left her door open all night one night.
Oh my God. She was like, rapers, skunks, roaches, possums, come in.
Everybody. So I'm thinking it could have ran in the house then. We got some nasty neighbors. Bitch, roaches could have came in. Like, what the fuck was you thinking about? But, you know, there's like wilderness outside of my apartment.
Yeah, you get raccoons, so, skunks, yes, and possums. Like,
families could have been in there. You're fucking dumb. So I assume maybe that is how it could have came in. Or there's a switch plate like missing from an outlet behind my bed that just kind of has openings to the wall, I think. What if it came in there?
Possibly. But it's very convenient that it shows up after Bunny falls asleep with the door open.
Yeah, so to blame her. Yes.
She's
yes, because that's never happened
the
in
mouse
in
wrangler.
13 years. That's never happened.
Yeah, never. And that switch plate has been off for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, true. And I didn't have that problem. And there's never any noise or anything. You know, when I'm laying there and I'm manic or whatever and I can't sleep, if anything moves, I hear it. Yeah. So it's like there's never been any rustling or mysterious noises of anything. I don't know. It just freaks me the fuck out because that's right where my head be. So I was very scared. And then I was hesitant to open it today, but I did and it was still clean. Nothing but came back. So Thank God. It was just on its way, passing through.
You were just a stop in its journey.
Yes. And it went on with its life.
Yeah.
Headed to the next stop.
Yep. Poor little mouse. Thank God you didn't see it.
I don't even, I told you I would have been on the news. I can't even describe how I would react. I can't
you'd
even.
You'd have peace screaming.
We'd be in a hotel. We wouldn't have anything with us. No clothes or anything.
Like they're bed bugs.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine. Like,
I would be more terrified if I found bed bugs.
That too. That's gross. But my to shit by my head is just so fucking rude. To shit and leave a little puddle of piss. A little tiny dime size puddle of yellow piss.
What if it had bladder issues like you?
They say rats don't have bladder control.
No, they'll walk and pee and shit.
Yeah, that.
But typically,
you'll get lit on fire.
With pet rats, they utilize one corner of their cage because they don't want to pee everywhere. So they do like empty their bladders, you know, intentionally as well.
I just hope I don't come in contact with any more or ever have to deal with that again because I can't do it. I just can't. And I'm willing to part with everything I own to just walk away. I've done it before and I will do it again and just start over because
the whole house will be a garage sale.
It freaks me the fuck out. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But there's good news because you won't be in there long.
I got a new place.
And it's really fucking nice.
It's great. If you're a patron, you already heard about it. I'll give you guys a little rundown. It's in a little town and not too far away.
A trashy, artsy town.
Yes, which is
and it's
hello,
very small.
Where I belong.
Yeah.
And it's like the perfect balance of vintage and modern.
Very.
With the design and what they've preserved of it. It's a really old historic building.
It's like 1910s.
And it's fucking great. And so we went the other day. She was early. I was so scared like to go by myself. So I was like, please don't be late. I didn't take the kids this time. Just me and her went. And the property manager was fucking amazing. And I was like, I think I want it. It has a clawfoot bathtub. If you've ever seen the tattoo on my leg, beautiful. Like that's what I want to be buried in.
It's like a vintage, restored, freestanding clawfoot tub.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
For photo shoots.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
And the stained glass window in the bathroom.
Like what? The big wood doors. Like it's.
Yes. With the vintage doorknobs. Oh, it's just so nice.
I'm not
nice.
Giving up having my own laundry. It has full size washer and dryer.
A huge laundry
room. I'm giving up my fireplace.
Nah.
It's all right.
But whatever. You can buy one of the electric ones. Yeah. If you really want one.
I'll live. And the living room space, I think, might be a little smaller. Maybe. Might not be. Mm. Might just be positioned differently.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
it has cathedral ceilings. They're huge.
Yeah. Super tall ceilings, and it's more space. And it's
first just, person to ever live there.
Yes. That's a big deal.
That's
and it's
cool.
just an amazing building. Like, Crystal's so nosy, and I'm glad. She asked to see one of the properties downstairs right when the lady was about to show it. Because we sat there with her for like a fucking hour.
Yeah.
And then the guy came to see the other place. And Crystal was like, can I come in with you? Like, the
lady I wanted was to like, see it.
I guess. Like,
because it was a studio. And I was like, how much are you guys renting it for? And she said $18.95. And I went, oh, my God.
But when we looked in, I was like, oh, that's worth it.
This
I would
is
pay
a one
that.
Bedroom.
I would fucking pay that for this.
It's beautiful.
It's a huge space. It's more like a loft, like a, it feels like a one bedroom.
And it's
like,
separated.
Loft. Like, yeah.
It's like two rooms.
Yeah.
Separated. So.
Yep. And it has
beautiful.
Laundry also.
Yeah.
And so that alone, it makes it worth it.
Yeah. It's really nice.
It's a fourplex, I guess. And so I think I have the whole top floor.
Yeah.
But it's great. I'm really excited, and I'm so excited to decorate. This will be my first. So I was thinking this is going to be my first place. Of just mine. Not no boyfriend, not no husband, not no sister.
Yeah.
The first place of just mine. And so I don't have to consult with anybody about how I decorate.
Nope.
How I fucking, what goes here and that. Like, it's all me. And I love that for me.
I love that shit.
I'm really fucking excited. And just to have more space for my kids and... The neighborhood, it's right next door to a bar.
You guys don't even know how
my
excited
bedroom window
I am.
Is like looking at the bar next door. So
yes.
Like, we can be nosy as we want to be.
I can put a fucking camping chair in
it's
front
kind
of her
of a
door.
Trashy bar. Like this isn't no nice.
No, it's a dive.
It's a dive.
We get to people watch.
I'm sure
so
there's
excited.
Regulars I'd love to meet. There's a tattoo shop around the corner on my same block.
Coffee shop,
pizza, sandwiches. I'm gonna be outside, you guys. I'm gonna be going for walks.
I would be walking in my robe to go get coffee. And
yes,
shit.
And saying hi to the neighbors. There's a vintage store across the street. Like it's really great. So I didn't want to say anything and get my hopes up and jinx myself. So I've been keeping it really fucking quiet. I didn't tell anybody. But today I got the call from the property manager, and
she fucking liked us so much.
Yeah.
She allowed her to send a deposit when we went to see
when I was there. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, so what do I need to do? And she was like, well,
if you really want it, send me this much right now. Done.
And I did. And so I was like, still nervous though, but I was like, would she have had me send the money if she didn't want to give it to me?
No.
She was hella going off vibes, which made me nervous. But like, my credit is good. My money is good. Like, my rental history is excellent.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason why I would get denied. So I don't know why I was so scared, but you know, just life sometimes be throwing wrenches.
Yeah.
So I was super worried, but I sent a notice to my leasing office today to put in notice after 13 long years, and it's going to be exciting. We're having a garage sale on Sunday, and I'm going to sell a lot of fucking shit. Like, yeah. We're only doing it one day. So please come, because anything that I don't sell or give away, I'm just going to fucking drop it off.
Yeah.
It's not coming with me. So William is bringing hella shit, good shit. You have shit, like, definitely come through. We're going to post it. It'll be this Sunday. And I'm excited. And then one day I'll have one at my house.
Yeah.
On my
long driveway.
Long driveway just for me.
We could fit 4 cars in it.
Yes.
So and we don't have to worry about
only
parking.
For me. So I love that too.
Same. And you don't have to worry about your fucking packages being stolen.
Right. Right.
Which is
and
nice.
Hopefully don't have to worry about being murdered or anything with the bar. I don't know. But I think it's a little more isolated than...
Yeah.
The drama we've been dealing with where I'm at now. I don't know, but very excited. That's great news. Pease is going to be happy.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Yeah, there's Berber carpet on her steps. It's like,
yeah, it's like two flights
and it's so cushioned. I was like, oh, me and Pease are about to be playing on these.
Yes.
We're about to slide down cardboard.
I'm happy.
It's nice. It's really nice. I'm excited for you. I can't wait. Sure. And all your clown wall and all your stuff will just go really nice in
there. It will. Yeah, it will.
It's just so nice. They did a really good job preserving the vintage parts, incorporating the modern.
Yeah. It's nice.
I fucking was like, get it. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. We both instantly were like, I love it.
Yeah.
The windows are these huge, like, not floor to ceiling, but damn near. And... there's this thick border around all the windows of a vintage, you know, it's the original window framing.
Yeah.
And it has a design in it. And they're in just the wood. So nice.
Yeah, it's really fucking nice.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
I'm excited.
Same.
So, yeah, I'll share decorating, all my decorating
Friday, we'll
stuff.
Be going live in front of the bar.
Yes. We'll start filming episodes there.
Yes.
Finding new guests.
Can't wait.
And yeah, it's going to be fun.
At the bar.
Checking out the locals.
Yes. Yep.
I look like I belong, so it's great.
Yeah.
I'll fit right in.
Yep. I'm really excited.
We've talked a little bit about this here and there, but like it's more apparent now than ever that cottage cheese is like that new hot girl.
It's kale right now.
Cottage cheese is that girl right now. Like,
remember how kale was like hot? Yes,
pomegranates at one point were hot. Like cottage cheese is the current it girl.
Yep.
I've seen pizzas made with a cottage cheese crust, taco shells.
Ice cream.
Yes. Cakes.
Stop it.
Fudge, chocolate mousse. All made with cottage cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn, they're really driving it in. How great. Cottage cheese is. So I need to.
Mexikish said she tried the fucking chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
gross. She said it was gross. Yeah.
She said it was a no-go.
Yeah. But I've seen some that I'm like, to make a little flatbread, a little roll-up. Like,
I did the flatbread one.
Yeah. How was it?
So it's cottage cheese. I did the one that's cottage cheese, 2 eggs, and seasonings of your choice.
And then bake it.
And you bake it. It's okay.
Was it chewy? I pictured like a crispy chewiness.
And a little
I was
bit.
Like, I think I would enjoy that texture.
A little bit. But the thing is, it doesn't like if when you roll it, it kind of cracks apart.
You think you baked it too long?
No.
Okay.
No, I actually did it 3 different times.
Because I want it to be chewy and flexible.
A little. You can still roll it. It's just it breaks.
Okay.
So then you have like a sandwich with it, but it doesn't taste bad.
Yeah. Okay.
At all.
I'm willing to try because the shit is
high
coming
protein.
At me from all pages. And I'm like, I think I would fuck with that. Today I saw a pizza that was made.
That's probably good because I really liked cauliflower crust pizza.
I do too.
Remember cauliflower was that, fucking hot yes, girl for a minute.
Yes, it was.
Rice. Fucking,
cauliflower rice.
Mm-hmm. All that. Which isn't bad. I like cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
I think Same. It's good. But I try the flatbread. God damn, Crystal. What is this? Fucking charades, bitch?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'll try it. Because I have some that I need to do something with, so.
I love cottage cheese. I'll eat that shit with pineapple and pepper.
Yeah, I don't know about
it's
that.
It's honky shit from Donna. You know, she used to make a fruit salad, speaking of honky shit.
Yeah,
For Thanksgiving. Good. And it would have grapes, canned fruit cocktail, maraschino cherries, and the fucking... The base, the sauce, the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mayonnaise.
Mm-mm. Nope. Lost me.
Powdered sugar.
Mm-mm.
Mayonnaise, powdered sugar, Cool Whip. Mayonnaise, powdered sugar,
Cool Mayonnaise Whip. For what? Like, you didn't all have to introduce together. Her in there. She had, no. Nope.
Yep. Mm-mm. Yep.
And, just grabbing and all condiments white.
Marshmallows sprinkled on it.
Yeah, I think I would have passed on that.
We had that every fucking year. I want a good
ambrosia.
Year.
I want with the coconut in it and like a good ice cold out the refrigerator ambrosia salad. Sounds good to me.
I like coconut. I don't like it in ambrosia or nuts. Some people put nuts in it. Yeah, I don't want fucking
nuts. I'm not mad at nuts either. I would like that.
They just get soggy. I don't like it.
They get tender.
Yeah, I don't know. Man up. Fucking harden up, bitch. I don't want that shit tender.
You better eat it as soon as it's put out.
Yeah, then. For sure.
Not no end of the day ambrosia.
I do love Jell-O with fucking fruit and shit
Whipped
in
cream
it.
Cream and stuff.
Love yeah, it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really good. I know it's vintagey, but that yeah. shit is fucking good.
Yeah, that's good.
And the fucking, you know what reminds me of it is the Mexican Jell-Os. What are mm-hmm. they called?
I don't know.
I don't know, but those are really good, too. They taste-wise remind me yeah. of that.
Yeah.
I love them when I see them at parties.
Because they have a cream layer.
Yes. Yeah. First thing I go to is those.
Mm-hmm.
I love gelatins.
Yeah.
I still want to do a fucking vintage dinner party where we each have to make a fucking old recipe.
That would be cute. I don't want to make anything. I would buy it from a restaurant, but... I would like to see it presented and taste. I'd like to be a taster.
Some of those recipes are scary.
Yeah, like what's with putting Crisco in everything and like mayonnaise,
Crisco,
knock it off.
Mayonnaise, and gelatin.
Yeah.
Everything was in a mold.
Yeah.
In a lot of my vintage cookbooks, it calls for lard. Not even Crisco.
I don't like that.
Lard.
No, I don't even want you to have that around just for whatever. No.
Lard.
Mm-mm.
A cup of lard.
I think people used to fry chicken in Crisco.
First, it's good.
I don't.
Mm-mm. It works really well to fry chicken. And I have a chocolate chip cookie recipe where you use Crisco and butter. Best fucking chocolate chip cookies
really?
Ever.
Don't tell me about it.
Yes.
Just let me eat them.
Yeah, they're really fucking good. You wouldn't.
I'm hungry. I'm really hungry.
I'm so
right
hungry.
Now.
I'm all. Can we pause it so I could eat some dill
pickle
chips?
We're about done almost. We're almost done.
I gotta pee.
You wanna pee and get chips?
Uh huh.
Okay, go
Do
ahead.
You want some chips?
I know. That doesn't sound like what I want.
You're rude. What do you want? We have olives.
No.
The other day I got in the car with Mark and I had a Ziploc bag. And it was
full of beans, full of kidney beans,
full of fucking sliced black olives.
He was Did like, he look at you like you're psychotic?
Yes.
There were a
I was
few
like,
times.
These are so good.
I got
ate
in
the
car
all.
With you and you had a bag of kidney beans and diced green bell pepper. What the fuck are you doing? You're on your way to murder someone.
It's
what are you doing?
So
That's
good.
Unhinged. That's not a normal snack. At all.
It's so good. With a oh little bit God. Of balsamic vinegar in there.
In a Ziploc.
Fabulous. Matter of fact, I want some beans right now.
We're not doing all that. We're going to wrap this up.
It's we like have chips. They're like healthy chips.
Eat that after. We're not eating beans right now.
I will. I am going to pee really fast.
All right.
Do you want me to pause it? Or do you want to fucking...
I'll just talk. Sing. You know I'm not going to sing, but we can go back to our meditation journey.
Awesome. I don't think regular people have ever...
They haven't? That's only been Patreon stuff?
I think so.
Let's give you a dose. Okay. Let's give you guys a dose of what Patreon had. Just relax. I want you to do crisscross applesauce with your legs or just lay back. I don't know what seating type of furniture you're on, but... Close your eyes, lay your head back, roll your head, breathe in deep through your nose, cough if you have to. Breathe in deep through your nose. Exhale out through your mouth. Do that a few times. Shake your hands out. Let your body just get loose and relaxed. Give yourself some time just to have a moment to breathe and not have to fucking think or figure anything out or answer a question or do anything. Just have a moment for you. Take a deep breath. Think about what you're hoping for the rest of this week going into the weekend. Think about it as if you already have it. It's already yours. It's already in motion. Put that energy out. Relax listening to the fan. I hope you can hear the fan that we have going right now. Feel your body get heavy so you can just rest your bones and lay back. Relax all your muscles, your jaw. Don't be tense. And here we are back. If that's a bowl of cheese, I'm going to ask you to get out. What is that? What is that?
Mozzarella and Parmesan. I haven't eaten cheese in so long.
You're going to be crying.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do you need to come in here with the tiniest bowl of cheese?
Stevie had bags of it on the counter.
So you figured you needed a little bit.
You'll
be happy. I was going to make a reel of my thrifting treasures I got the other day, and I still didn't.
I still don't know what you did.
Yeah, I still didn't post what I got, but I need to take it out. I did get a set of cups, but for kids size Tupperware, vintage Tupperware
did
cups.
Did you?
Yes. There's like the olive green one, orange one, red, blue. It's like
we had those.
And they're kid size.
We had
they're
those.
They're so fucking cute. And I found a set. And so
I'm
I got
so
those.
Excited.
Yeah. So peace.
It's one of the first things I look for when I go thrifting is for vintage Tupperware.
Yeah.
I love vintage Tupperware.
I came across them and I was like, I got to get these.
You have
like,
to. Mm-hmm. Those were the daycare cups that we used. So
they're
she has to have daycare
size.
Cups.
Yeah, they're perfect size. They're so cute.
They're hella cute. I love those.
Yes.
They're very nostalgic. Oh my God. You know what I did today?
What?
I had to return some stuff from Michael's that we didn't use for the cotillion. And I'm there and the manager, hi, Jamie. It's my friend's daughter.
Oh.
He listens too.
Mm-hmm.
She's helping me look for my fucking products on a receipt because the receipt I have doesn't have them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what's your phone number? Bitch, I said 510-758-2764. Wait a minute. Oh my God. That is not my phone number.
And you started screaming in there.
That hasn't been my phone number since Paloma Street.
Yeah, I know the number.
Over 25 years ago. And I gave it like that was my number. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
That's not my phone number. I would love to have that phone number again.
I know. I wish I had my grandma's number.
I know.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
I know.
A weird thing happened the other day. I was like awake in the middle of the night trying to go to sleep. I got up to pee or something and I'm just laying there in silence and my brain starts going. And, I was like, I was thinking about my mother-in-law who passed away a few years ago.
Aww.
And I was like, was her phone number, 253, like 9996 or something or 9993. And I'm like going over it in my head and I'm like, what is it? Is that what it is? And I looked in my phone and I had it right in my head. And I was just like, that was weird. I don't know why.
That's
that
crazy
to
for
me.
You too.
To think of or well, to get it right.
To get it right.
I get random number sequences right all the time from back in the day. But, to randomly think of it was weird. Right. So I was just like, yeah, that's weird. I don't know what made me think of that. So I went to bed. The next day, I'm up. I'm going on Instagram, watching people's stories. It was her birthday.
Really?
Yes. And when I had the thought, it was after midnight. It was already her birthday. And
look at the universe.
Yeah. I was like, that's so you fucking knew. Weird. So I hit my sister and I hit my ex. And I was like, last night I was thinking to myself this, and I thought how weird it was and random.
Out of nowhere.
But my brain does that. You know, like I get random thoughts like that all the time. Mm-hmm. But just that one in particular, I was like, where'd that come from? You know, because I hadn't thought about her or anything. Like we didn't speak about her that day or nothing like that. But it was already her fucking birthday.
Oh, that's
And she was
sweet.
Like, bitch, don't forget to tell me happy birthday.
She was a Leo.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget.
I didn't know she was a Leo.
It makes sense knowing that she is.
Yes, yeah. Right?
Makes total sense.
She was the boss.
Yep, for sure. Aww. So, yeah, I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few write-ins.
Yeah, let's do them.
Oh, here. I saved these for you. You want to read?
Oh, yeah. This is our new patrons. We would like to welcome Sarah, Lizzie Martinez, Annie King, Danny Baby, Mary King, Stephanie Flores, Carly Wade. Thank you so much.
So much.
Your support definitely keeps the show going.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you so much. And we hope you enjoy the extra content that we have over there.
Thank you.
Do you want me to? Oh, yeah. If I scroll, I see a write-in.
Yeah.
So I'll just do it.
There's
as
no
you
tits.
Drop cheese all over.
Billy wants some.
Okay.
It's a good dad.
Hi, aunties. I wanted to give a little life update and a funny story. First and foremost, Pat, we had a conversation at the July Live podcast, which was a while ago, but it was in regards to me being an exotic dancer and my boyfriend. Well, I took your advice and dumped his ass, and now I live in Vegas.
Dancing, not shocking. That was the advice.
Dancing and thriving with a man who supports and takes care of me in ways I didn't ever feel like I would get.
Oh, I love that so much.
I just want everyone to know when these ladies give you advice, take it. It's true. Like, we didn't live all these fucked up experiences, man, and shit for nothing. Like, we're not just telling you because we think we know better for no reason.
Or like, we want you to go through the heartbreak of leaving,
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, we're trying to save you the drama or the unnecessary shit that we already lived through.
Right.
So, yeah, if we give you genuine advice, like, please take it. Now time for the story. Me being a dancer, me and my boyfriend decided to get drunk and have fun. Well, let me tell you, fun turned into chaos quick. We were vibing and I was being sexy, twirling and whipping my head. Well, guess what happened next?
Concussion.
I bashed my face on the pole so hard, my boyfriend couldn't even laugh. Instead, he turned to Superman and flew down the stairs for ice. Now I have a lump the size of a beluga whale and a huge black eye.
They think he beat you.
Oh, my God. Don't try and pick a fight with a pole because let me tell you, it will always win. I hope this made you laugh. Keep shining, ladies, and always free Palestine. Love,
free Palestine.
Pixie.
Hey, I knew immediately it was going to be a fucking concussion because if I tried to do that, that's what I would do. I would end up injured.
That's exactly how it would go. That's so fucked up when you get hurt trying to be sexy.
It's like such an ego fucking bink.
I probably talked about it before. I don't know. But one time I was working at Market Street Cinema in fucking San Francisco. And it was my time to go on stage. And I like was checking my little outfit and shoes and all that shit in the mirror and making sure I was right. And my song started. So I started walking sexy towards the stage. Why did I like dislocate my hip? My joints are not cool. Like, my knees and my hips have known to dislocate multiple times.
You're a weak jointed girl.
I dislocated my fucking hip and collapsed, and I'm like crying.
Oh,
and they're like,
God,
where is she? Where is she? So one of the floor guys
on the
comes
floor,
back
crying.
There, finds me crying. I'm surprised I didn't pee. He had to carry me. There were these steep ass fucking stairs down to the dressing room. I'm crying. He has to carry me down there.
He carried you on stage and
someone
was like, rock
goodbye,
baby.
Was there. there as a patron and saw me and didn't know what was happening, I was like, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. I have to go get dressed. Carrying me down to the dressing room, had to carry me back up. It was a nightmare. Scary. And I was trying to be sexy. I was just trying to be like hot. Like,
look
sexy.
At me, boys.
Thank God they didn't see me fall. I'm still behind the curtain, but goddamn, like, that was not sexy.
Fuck no.
No.
Dude, are you kidding? I've been walking in public in heels before and my shit just buckled, bitch, and I've been it. You know how many times I've fallen in people? Not in people, but in front of people?
Yes.
Like, and you I don't know, even I get scream. Embarrassed no
I
more.
Always scream.
Always.
And then
cry, oh, if God. You're hurt.
Yes. Fuck. Be yeah. careful when we're being sexy people.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. A write-in. First off, happy birthday, Crystal. Hope it was amazing.
It hasn't happened yet, but thank you
it's
so much.
It's not even... Yeah, that was sweet. It's just not this bitch's birthday yet.
Fuck you, hater.
That was
you
premature.
You get a whole month.
So your month starts later. When you have it, when you have your birthday.
Look at this bitch.
Okay, so it's Friday and I'm having a hard day emotionally and on the verge of tears all day, just overwhelmed with everything and whatever retrograde has decided to whoop my ass lately.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we've been going through it lately, like a lot of shit, a lot of shit.
There has is been a retrograde.
Affecting a lot of people. Lucky for me, the latest episode of HD happens to come out and save the day.
Aww.
This is what the podcast has been for me. A welcome break from the struggles of daily life that much needed girl time. I WFH. What does that stand for?
WFH?
Yeah. I WFH and can feel isolated most of my days. Oh, work from home.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I work from home and can feel isolated most of my days. If it wasn't for my faves, Crystal and Pat, and my soul dog, Rocco.
I know who this is.
I would be a mess. I don't have a big circle of friends because as I've gotten older and did the self-work, I realized that a lot of people around me were toxic, jealous, and not good to me. Mm. I'm so glad you
realized that. She has an amazing job. She's a fucking event planner and travels all over.
Really?
Jamaica, Tahiti, always.
I love that.
She's fabulous.
I felt that the type of friend I was and wanted back wasn't being given in return.
Mm.
And I love and respect myself too much to allow anything less in my life now. Good girl.
As you should.
Thank you both for sharing your amazing friendship with us and making us cry. Making me cry. And laugh with you. You two have filled the friendship void I feel at times. I want to wish myself a very happy birthday, September 22nd, Virgo season, and Pat's least favorite zodiac. Okay, let me say this, though. I think it's just male Virgos that I hate.
Agree, because I only dislike male Capricorns.
Yeah, because any female Virgos that I've met, I've been good with. So I think it's a male Virgo hatred, or just male hatred
it's
altogether.
Male hatred.
Any sign. Virgo season, Pat's leader. Okay, and tell the shy little version of myself that was bullied and made fun of, I'm proud of us. I've kept my quirks and never let the unkindness around me change who I am, and I love that for me. I love that for you too.
Me too.
Love you both. Pud mommy. Pronounced pud mommy. P-U-D. Or pronounced pud money. I thought it was pad money. It's pronounced pud money.
Love her.
I love you. P.S. Can't wait to celebrate a free Palestine in our lifetime. Same.
She's fabulous. If you guys don't remember, she's the one in high school freshman year.
Yes.
I taught her what a dildo was because I think I probably called someone a dildo or something.
And you were like, come sit by me and let me tell you what that is.
She was this shy, quiet, pretty.
You guys were ninth
little
graders?
Indian girl.
Ninth graders.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, come sit over here because I'm going to tell you what my grandma has.
let me tell you about my mom's duffel bag. Right here, girl.
Come on. Come over here and sit down.
I just love her. She's always emitted just kindness and good vibes.
She has good energy for sure.
Very genuine. I absolutely adore you.
Yes.
I hate that you were fucking bullied and I love that you value yourself.
Yes, and that you remained yourself through all of that.
For sure.
So happy birthday to you.
And her fucking dog is adorable. He's a bulldog.
Pease is a fucking Virgo. Yeah. I just remembered. So we'll, I don't, she's a little nuts. I don't know.
She's insane. And yeah. I'm here for it. She we'll might see. Have ADHD.
Might. Might.
I know all toddlers are crazy, but you guys don't understand. Pease is a different breed of crazy.
She's a different kind of person.
We've raised hella kids between us and had hella kids around us. Pease is in the special boat.
I'd be needing a fucking break. Yeah, I'd be needing a break. I told you she was crying tears the other day because it wasn't Wednesday. And I'm like, I can't, like, what Wednesday. The fuck? Like,
how having do you fix
a
it?
Meltdown. And then I thought, why didn't I just lie and say it was Wednesday? But I was like, it'll in 2 days, it'll be Wednesday. And then, like, I don't she even know what pissed. The fuck the anticipation was for, but cried tears and was having a meltdown because it wasn't. I'm like,
she called me. I was crying laughing.
I was so irritated. It was just one of many things she was fucking flipping out about that day. But yeah,
because
it's not Wednesday, girl. Anyway. All right. Is this a write-in? No.
It's a sex note.
It's a text from Mark asking for sex.
It is
no,
not.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay. Hi, beautiful ladies. Let me just say I'm a huge fan of the podcast. You guys are amazing and have helped me through wild times. I truly appreciate how much work you guys put in and the vulnerability you put out. Thank you so much for everything you do. I apologize because this will be a long one. I was listening to the most recent episode where you were talking about Potiphar's stalker and schizophrenia, and I wanted to tell you guys about how in 2021, I let a friend's sister live with me and my son. Mm. I super trusted this family. The girl was in an abusive relationship, and I had an extra room, and I was comfortable for her to stay with me. So after a while, she starts making comments like, "You're going to be my wife. Just wait."
Oh, fuck me.
And I would laugh. And she would be like, "You think I'm joking, but I'm not. Girl, that's not how you hit on me, first of all.
Wife, don't threaten me."
So it kept going for a few weeks. Then one day I come home and walk in the door from work.
She's naked.
And this girl is pacing in my living room. And I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she's whispering to herself.
Yep.
And is like, "Just do it." So this girl turns and gets on one knee and asks me to marry her.
I'm leaving. It's fuck your it. Apartment. It's yours now. Because, bitch, bye-bye.
I hope you can cover everything.
Because I'm fucking
just
out.
Just going to walk back out.
Or I'm going to laugh in your fucking face.
Telling herself, just do it.
Don't just do it. Don't listen to her. Don't listen fucking to that listen to her.
Do not. Oh, my God. Oh God, this is like the most
how
awkward.
Do you not laugh? How would you not laugh? Oh my fucking God.
I stood there so shocked. I didn't know what to do. It was never like that. It was never like that. I was trying
you're like,
I
bitch,
was trying to just help her
you were
out.
Just homeless. I was helping you.
Literally. I like your family. That's it.
We're not.
Oh God, I was trying to just help her out. We were never on no freaky nothing. Like, it was never like that. So I tell her, like, "No, girl, get up off the
you're
floor,
like,
please.
Ew.
I'm not doing this." And she just kept going on about how we could get married, how we would get married and screw the legal system over with taxes. Now I'm in. Now
maybe.
Now I'm going to listen at least.
Are all you right. a revolutionary?
And she was going to put my son's name on her accounts and make a trust for him.
Okay, we might.
I might be available.
You can't sleep in my room.
I don't know what she was going to put in his trust. Also, something about the ancestors coming into the house.
Oh, no.
And she was changing her name. And I literally was so stunned. I didn't know what to do or say. I zoned out and thought, "Oh, my God, this is my life." I've had so many moments like that with tricks in diapers.
Where you make
and
your,
just
you make
my
your eyes
vision.
Blurry?
Yes.
You make them blurry on
I,
purpose?
I check out. I just check out.
Yes.
I just have a moment where I'm like, this is
I bite
life.
The inside of my cheeks. Mm-hmm. I make my eyes go blurry. My butthole clenches, and I'm like,
and
what
I just sit for a minute.
Fuck?
I just have to sit in a minute and just like give myself a minute.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought I was the only one that did that.
Okay. Sorry. Where was I? I zoned out. I thought, oh my God, this is my life.
You're getting married.
Then I told her I needed to go upstairs and be by myself. A few weeks later, she starts bringing these random guys to my house, and I don't like people knowing where I live. No. I don't like having random men in my house. I don't invite people over, like none of that. I have a son, so I don't play that. I walk in one day and some guy is laying on my couch with no shirt on.
No.
And I lost it.
I would have too. I would have flipped.
Girl, you're here because you ain't got nowhere to go.
You don't get to have friends, bitch.
You're not having guests. You're not having half-naked guests.
Not we didn't half-naked get this place men together. Guests.
This is my house.
I thought she wanted to marry me, bitch.
Now you got this half-naked man on my couch? Mm-mm. Oh, I lost it. I told her she had to go. She couldn't stay. She couldn't stay here no more. This girl yells back to me, you need to ground yourself, Kendra. You're too upset right now to talk. You and Leo that's on my couch with no shirt on need to get in his truck and leave.
You need to ground yourself, Kendra.
Do not talk to me like that. Oh my God. You need to ground yourself, Kendra. You're too upset right now to talk. Listen.
She you ended and up fucking leaving. Shiny diamonds need to go, yes. Bitch.
She ended up leaving, but it did take a few weeks. Luckily, when those incidents happened, my son was with his dad. Could you imagine?
I would have called her sister.
I have to tell my baby who this man is.
Naked?
Or why this lady is proposing to me.
Why fucking my and wants to be fiance? Your step-mama? Why my fiance and fucking Sonny Boy are fucking naked
when we get here? No, no. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I had moved my son to sleep in my bedroom and I slept with a knife by my bed. Damn. In case she came back because she had been talking about taking my son at one point. And she called the cops on me at my house. They came and told me to file a restraining order, so I did.
She's bold.
She files one back and says that I gave my son autism because I'm so angry. My son isn't autistic. Oh my fucking God, you're just throwing out anything.
That's why you got autism.
My son doesn't have autism. Then she gets a police escort to come get the rest of her stuff from my house. At that time, I remember being nervous about what could happen because she was so unstable. But looking back, I have to laugh and tell myself, you need to ground yourself, Kendra.
Kendra.
She got help and is fine now.
She still can't come over.
I think from what her family told me, and we're all safe, but at the time, it was a nightmare. Anyways, I just wanted to share my dysfunctional story with you ladies. Thanks again for everything you do. Thank you, Kendra. Thank you.
Kendra, this was fabulous.
How dare you ambush me with a wedding proposal?
And then have a man next week.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get married.
You don't. You're a liar. You're fake in the first place. You're lying on my son.
Right.
No.
Bitch, the fucking autism.
What happened to our tax fraud and my son's trust fund? Like, mm-mm.
The you need to ground yourself.
I would have punched that bitch. I would have punched. I would have punched her at the
gaslighting cunt.
Yes. How dare you?
How dare you?
In front of company too that I don't even know.
You guys were having sex on my couch. Mm-hmm.
Get out. Get out.
Ew. That was great.
All right. Hello to. Do you want to read this?
If you're reading.
Hello to two of my favorite podcasters, amazing moms, and fellow Palestine supporting badass women.
Hi.
I've been listening to you since the beginning and have followed Potifria since I stumbled on her some years ago on IG, and I saw that we both work in the same industry.
Love it.
I've been a sex worker for around 20-something years.
Wow.
Started off as a stripper at 18, then got into escorting soon after. And this is actually a huge part of why I'm writing this. I'm a single mom of two adult kids. One I raised alone, and the other, unfortunately, was taken from me when I left his father.
Oh.
Long, tragic story and completely fucked. Part two of this whole dysfunctional, what would you do? Part one. So I recently moved from the Pacific Northwest to California for love. It was actually 1 year ago in May. I moved to be with the love of my life, who is stationed in the Navy in SoCal. This was the first time in my adult life that I ever lived with anyone I dated. Since my daughter is now an adult and lives on her own, I finally felt like it was okay for me to do this and follow my heart. Huge fucking mistake. Just a few months after we moved into our new apartment, she left me saying that she thinks I have BPD and can't deal with me. Oh. I actually am not diagnosed with BPD, but for some reason she seems to think she had me figured out and took off. I do, however, have PTSD, OCD, severe depressive disorder, and really bad anxiety.
They all cross over.
They do. But seriously, even if I had BPD, I would think she would want to work, want to try and work and get therapy or with me or try. Sorry.
It sounds like an excuse.
Or try and work things out. But no. And then I find out from her wife, yes, her wife, that basically she lied about everything she ever told me and nothing was as it seemed. That pisses me the fuck off.
Especially when you pack up your whole life and move states.
Yeah. For love.
Don't do shit like that.
And just for reference, when I moved, the plan was for us to get married, purchase a home together, start a business together, and I would eventually leave the adult industry. I'm also a hairstylist. She was going to go to barber school. We were going to open a salon. But now here I am. None of that stuff happened. Clearly, I went into a deep depression. I have felt lost without her. And to be honest, I know I'm still in love with her. I'm back on dating apps, but no one seems to really be catching my eye. And then this is where we get into what I'm truly trying to ask you. I have a hard time because I'm a sex worker, both making friends, platonic friends, and finding someone that is accepting of what I do for a romantic relationship. I don't usually tell anyone right away. I try and wait to see if I think they are safe to tell, because being in this industry, it can be really dangerous to be out. So what I want to ask you is, when do you think I should tell someone I'm dating? I go back and forth on this. When my daughter was a minor, I dated people for years and never even told them because of the danger of having my child and them maybe retaliating and trying to get my kid taken away.
Yeah.
But I have no children that are minors now. The only thing I have to worry about is myself, but it's very hard. I'm also having a hard time making friends. Some of that is for the same reason. Some of that is because of my age. I'm 45. I'm an escort. I don't know how to make friends that will be accepting of my job. I'm also a lesbian, but I provide services for men. I know, kind of confusing. No, it's not.
Not at all.
So I need your help. Where do I find friends? I've never been this lonely in my life, and I feel like the world is just going on without me. And do I tell people what I do for work, or do I keep it a secret? I don't feel like I should have to, but at this point, it's just really hard. I know this is long and a lot to unpack, so I'll save part two for another time. And trust me, that one is real messy mess and a heartbreaker. Shaking my head. I love you both and listening to you two really helps me feel less alone and get some laughs when I'm feeling like it's nothing left for me in this dumpster fire of a world.
Damn.
Thank you for being a light to folks like me and giving some hope. These past months have been the darkest, loneliest yet, and I just hope there's brighter days coming.
There definitely is brighter days. Something I think you should remember is that the person that you fell in love with doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They lied about so much.
That's a good way to look at it.
They're not real.
Yeah.
I mean,
they have a wife.
They have a whole life. Everything was a lie. You were sold a dream. Mm-hmm. So maybe thinking of it in those terms will help you
get over it
quicker. Because she was a fucking bitch and lied. That person
is imaginary.
Yeah.
Made up to be with you.
Which is heartbreaking, but it's reality.
Yeah. And it happens. I've been there.
I think you can weigh in on when and if to tell what you do for work.
It's hard because I'm someone that's always been so out about it. I've never experienced having to be in for any reason. After my divorce, I was kind of in about some of it, but he had already took my kids. So, like, my kids were living with my ex-husband when I got back into sex work. So, like, when I started dancing and shit, I don't know. I never kept it a secret. the sex work part of it, I don't know. I was out about it on social media and stuff too. So it was never really a mystery with me. I feel like it's really smart, you know, how you were careful about who you told that could use it against you. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. I just, when dealing with square people that aren't in the game.
Yeah. Judgy people.
They're judgy. Even if they're nice to your face about it, I just, even though your kids are adults, you don't want somebody contacting your landlord or your hair clients or your, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know. People are weird. So I would just play that by ear.
I was going to say maybe feel it out.
Yeah. I would make friends that are in the industry.
Social media is a really good place. Social media
is where I meet my friends just in general, square or otherwise. I always tend, as an adult, to meet friends because I don't go anywhere, you know? So, like, the friends I meet are either through other people I already know or on social media, for sure.
And I know on Facebook there are so many groups. There has to be groups.
Yeah.
For adult workers.
Yeah. Get on FetLife.
Yes.
Get on fucking social media and just follow other sex workers and stuff and get in that community. Because, yes, like, there's even the ones that aren't working or actively working or whatever, like, there's no judgment. And, you know, it's just, like, a more welcoming, accepting place. I don't know how to go about, like, having square people be okay with me because, like, they're just not. And I have friends growing up, best friends, that judged me when I got back in sex work and had a really bad attitude, towards me about it and questioned it and, like, gossiped about me behind my back. Yeah. It was hard. It was really hard because I was, like, one of my best fucking friends that did that. But I had to just tell myself, like, that life ain't for everybody. Other people don't understand it. If you ain't never lived it, you're not going to understand it. You may not be accepting of it, but those aren't your people.
No.
You know? One thing I was thinking about earlier is, like, growing up, like, not having parents and not worrying about having that acceptance from parents ever made me more comfortable with just being who I am in all areas.
I agree.
I just, like, made a deal with myself that I was never going to pretend for nobody. Cause, like, who the fuck are you? Like, I take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to. And you should have that attitude too. Like, you are who you are and there's communities for us. Like, we don't have to fucking play square to be more acceptable and digestible for people. Like, I don't fuck.
Right.
That.
I find if you, I can't, you know, speak for being a sex worker, but I find if you're really open and honest with every aspect of your life and who you are, we've said it before, nothing can be used against you. It's a very freeing feeling.
It is. It's liberating.
To tell all your fucking business.
It is. And you don't need validation from anybody. Like, you are who you are. You're great. It sounds like you've been through a lot. Like, that's enough to be celebrated. And whoever is not on board with that or isn't comfortable with that, like I said, those aren't your people.
No.
So you just got to get on social media, find out about events and shit, go out, you will meet people and take it from there, you know, because
people that have been through a little trauma are definitely more accepting.
For sure.
So
less judgy and
very much.
Yeah, sure. You'll be good. Don't worry. But and it also,
listen, the HD Facebook group is probably an amazing place for you to go on.
Yeah.
Make a post. See who lives in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had quite a few friendships
develop all over the country
where people hang out and visit each other. And, you know, we were just saying last episode, we've made friends, you know, because of the show. I think Hello Dysfunction Facebook group. Yeah. I would start there.
What I will also say, though, is because you've been diagnosed with multiple conditions, I guess, if depression, you mentioned, like, darkest moments and, like, depression and thing, you know, being down, look into meds because you don't have to suffer like that if you don't want to. I don't know if you have ever tried any or whatever, but that's not something. Don't rule it out because I know how I feel off meds, and it would be very hard to navigate life.
A breakup, fucking feeling lonely, no definitely. Friends.
Yeah, like, unmedicated, that would not be a good me. So
yeah,
that's something that maybe you should try if you haven't already. And I think it can make all that easier.
That's a really good suggestion. Take some of the load off,
you know.
I agree. Definitely.
Just knowing myself. I know myself. I can't go through life unmedicated. I try and I try and I try, and it's just not a possible thing. So I have to make peace with that and like just...
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Yeah. I'm excited to try meds.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Because you never have, right?
No.
Yeah. I think it'll be good for you if you find something you like.
Yeah.
And also just from what you've already tried, you said it was great for you. So. Yeah.
So that's a good suggestion. Don't suffer in silence by yourself. That's rough. That's really rough. Happy birthday, Vinny.
Our nephew? Yeah, happy birthday, Vinny. Oh, yeah, he's a listener. Duh, happy birthday, Vinny.
Yeah, his birthday is shit. Is it tomorrow?
Yep.
Yep.
It is.
His birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday.
I have another write-in.
We love you.
It's a birthday, so I'm going to read it.
Okay.
And I think it's... Did we already? No, I don't think we read this. Oh, yeah, we read this. Sorry. Happy I'm birthday, like, everyone.
We've duplicated write-ins. I mean, I know, birthdays
before.
Some people
be getting double happy birthdays because of our poor organization skills.
And we both don't remember.
Sorry. Be like that sometimes. That's just my excuse for everything. It'd be Simone's. Like that sometimes.
No, seriously.
Okay, so we love you. Thank you for listening. Please share us and subscribe, rate, review.
And we definitely consider you guys our friends.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
This is one big friendship group.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they know the support that we give, any advice, any of that, it's genuine, it's heartfelt.
Absolutely.
Like, we want all of us to be good. So
yeah.
If you have anything you've been hesitating to write in about, you can always be anonymous, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Write to us.
And that's it.
That's it. I'm starving.
Me too. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.